there was a point along the way when the mission almost failed. Right before the flyby, NASA lost the ability to talk to the spacecraft.
Yeah, that was probably the most dramatic moment of this whole story, in which there are many dramatic moments, because the spacecraft was finally almost at Pluto, 10 days out from the closest approach, and just 3 days before the encounter science was about to begin, the worst possible time, they lost contact with the spacecraft. Suddenly it's not there, there's no signal, and at that moment you don't know if you'll ever hear from it again. In the history of spaceflight, there are some terrible stories of spacecraft being lost forever when they're almost at their destination. So this could have been one of those stories. Then we see the team kick into action in this incredible scene, because it's also on the 4th of July, 2015 when this happens. And a lot of the team's off on vacation, a skeleton crew, because it's their last chance to relax with their families for the holiday before the flyby begins. And then they start getting the phone calls, and they start coming in immediately in their bathing suits and flip-flops from their barbecues. And they end up staying for 3 days, staying all night, sleeping on desks. You know, it's like Apollo 13. You know, we've got to fix this. We don't have much time. There's a lot riding on it. And you see the sort of heroic effort of this team kick in, and with no room to spare, solve this problem. And literally with 3 hours to go before the flyby is going to begin, they get the spacecraft up and working again and save the day through heroic teamwork and just technical ingenuity.
It's utterly complicated to communicate with the New Horizons spacecraft, because it's not a matter of hitting a button and giving this thing instructions. There's a time lapse.
Yeah, well, it takes 4.5 hours to get a signal from Earth to Pluto. In science class, we always teach how the speed of light is so fast, and it is. But at that distance, when you're on this team trying to communicate with your stricken spacecraft, the speed of light seems so bloody slow. It takes 9 hours for a round trip call. And so when there's something wrong with your spacecraft, it takes 9 hours to say, hey, what's going on? And the spacecraft to say, well, I'm okay, I'm here, but tell me what to do.
Dr. Stern, you were the mission leader for the New Horizons project. Give us an idea of just how daunting this challenge was.
Well, it was daunting, and it took a lot of tenacity and persistence on the part of very many people to actually make this dream come true. It started in the late 1980s and early 1990s with young scientists and some young engineers who really wanted to explore the farthest planet.
Can you summarize the objectives of this mission? I mean, it was more than just getting better photographic images of Pluto.
We had very detailed scientific objectives, not just take a picture, but to assay the atmosphere, to understand the surface composition, to study all of the 5 satellites, the moons of Pluto, and much more.
As Kansans, many of us are especially proud of the fact that a 24-year-old Kansas farm kid named Clyde Tombaugh discovered Pluto in 1930. And then, 85 years later, another Kansan, Glenn Fountain, helped lead this mission to Pluto as the project manager. Now, obviously, a lot of smart and talented men and women worked on New Horizons, and that's partly what this book is about.
Yeah, well, this is a human story. You know, we tell the story of this amazing exploration through the experiences and the life stories also of some of the key participants. And, you know, you should be proud of Clyde Tombaugh. As an American, I'm proud of him. It's an amazing story that we want more people to know about. And so Clyde Tombaugh is integral to this story. And I'm glad you also mentioned Glenn Fountain, who's another hero of New Horizons.
It's Alan. If I can just add, New Horizons would not have happened without Glenn Fountain. That guy grew up in Arleigh and in Hutchison, and I don't know what he learned in those schools, and I don't know what his parents put inside of him, but he was the difference between our making the schedule and getting launched to Pluto and it never happening.